Chapter 1. Liv kicked her sandals off and picked them up, allowing her feet to sink into the powdery white sand. She hadn't been home long enough to take this view for granted like she used to. She knew she'd eventually settle back into a routine, but for now, the deep oranges and reds of the sunset bouncing off the waves was pure magic. Liv took a deep breath. The cool ocean air filled her lungs and momentarily eased the tightness in her chest. She walked toward the water and tossed her flip-flops on the beach, laying her handbag and sunglasses next to them. She pulled her cardigan closed across her chest, allowing it to insulate her body slightly from the breeze as she dipped her toes in the surf. Closing her eyes, Liv sucked in a breath as the frigid water washed gently over the tops of her feet. Reaching into the pocket of her linen shorts, she pulled out a hair elastic and quickly wrapped her long blonde hair into a bun to keep it out of her eyes. Then, wriggling her toes in the soft sand, she attempted to process the events that led to her standing on this very beach. The beach she grew up on. The beach she thought she'd left behind for good. Nobody enjoys having to come crawling back to their parents in their late 20s, but especially not when said parents had predicted it in the first place. Thankfully, she'd found a rental in town she could afford, so at least she didn't need to crash in her old bedroom. Still, it irked her that they'd been right about any part of it. She hadn't been able to handle New York City, just like they said. And she hadn't been able to handle Connor. When goosebumps started to lift on her skin, she walked back to her belongings and reluctantly picked them up, then made her way along the weathered wooden planks to the parking lot. "Hey, Mom," Liv said, answering the phone just moments after walking inside and shutting her front door. "How are you?" her mother asked. "Good. Just got back from the beach." "A little cold, don't you think?" "It wasn't too bad," Liv said, brushing the sand from the sides of her feet and walking to the couch.
"Do you feel settled?"
Liv laughed. "It's only been a week. No, definitely not settled. But I do have a clear path from the living room to the kitchen."
"Well, that's something," her mother said.
"I bet you're loving this weather compared to New York, at least."